And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making it cool to be a conservative. Saving the world. One soundbite at a time. All right, we're going to switch gears now. Going to Dipper number two. Election law matters. Yes, it does. Boy, we saw that in 2020, didn't we? Election laws matter. And oh, by the way, the only people that are allowed to make changes to election law are the lawmakers. Unless the authority has been delegated by the legislative body of the state to do so, it has to be followed. You can't just unilaterally say, well, I'm the Secretary of State, and I just think we ought to go ahead and do it differently. And yet, how many do we see? We saw mayors changing local elections because of COVID fears, and we saw, you know, procedures being, you know, implemented, and then we saw wholesale cheating, and then we saw very questionable behavior, and then we saw things like, I'm sorry, but all of you poll watchers are going to have to wait outside. That defies what a poll watcher is. Thank you very much. Election laws matter. And I will tell you, I'll be honest with you, I think Alabama is wired pretty tight when it comes to election law. And I don't say this lightly. I really do believe that we are a role model state for others to look at. Think about it. Every single election, do we have problems? Of course we do. We also track them down and fix them. And in the past cycle, we saw a couple things happen in some of the districts where the staffing there at the registrar's office didn't do a very good job. And guess what? They lost their jobs, and as it should be. But all that to say, election law matters. And in Alabama, we care about it. We're looking at, like right now, we're the state where you have to show a photo ID, and yet people still go to the polls. We had photo ID, and in 2020, we had record turnout, and we had the results back the same day. Everybody knew where Alabama stood. Yeah, but Phil, we're not as big as California. So what? It's the process that makes a difference. But there's all kinds of things that happen now in and around campaigns, some of which you look at and go, okay, you know what? That's legit. I got no issue with people doing voter registration drives. Set up your booth at the college campus. I don't care if your state law says when you do your driver's license, you can also sign up for your voter registration. Good. It's an official capacity at that point. There's someone who's actually there with a job whose job it is to make sure paperwork is correct and take your picture when necessary. But what's crazy is Democrats have done a better job at this for years, but a memo leaked recently. The Democrats are suddenly like, oh, crap, because Biden is losing the youth vote. And so a memo was leaked recently where at the DNC, they were talking about maybe we need to chill a little bit on the voter registration drives for the younger generation because they may turn on us. Wait a minute. I thought you were about getting everybody to vote. Oh, you getting everybody to vote Democrat. Well, okay. Here's the thing. Voter registration drives, got an article here from townhall.com, came out today. Voter registration drives. They're big doings, and by the way, Republicans and Democrats, even independents, should do them. I think you should. If you have a friend who's never registered to vote, get them registered, man. Have them understand the importance of this constitutional right they have to actually cast a ballot. And by the way, don't come at me and say, Phil, the whole thing's... I heard a lady, and I so wanted to say something, but it would have been inappropriate because I would have had to embarrass her in front of a whole bunch of people. I was in a doctor's waiting room the other day, and it was one of those situations. I had three elderly ladies. It was like the Bridge Club. It was over there in the corner, and they were talking so loud that the whole room was starting to roll their eyes because they couldn't hear each other, so they kept shouting at each other. And one of them says, well, I told my son I was going to vote. And he said, Mama, why are you going to do it? Because ain't nothing going to happen. It's all fixed. Everything's rigged. And I said, you know what? You're right. I ain't going to do it. And I thought, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You got this constitutional right. Well, then you just gave them your vote. You just gave them your vote. So voter registration drives, though. There's a study out by Marquette Law School. It's got Democrats worried. It turns out that the folks who never voted or registered to vote before are actually pretty fond of Donald Trump. Those who are registered and certain to vote tend to break for Biden over Trump, just by a small margin, 52-48. But registered and on the fence come election day breaks down to Trump 56, 44. And the unregistered who have never registered to vote are on the MAGA train by 64 to 36. That's huge. In other words, Republicans need to get their act together on voter registration drives. But in the meantime, Democrats would do well to think about the fact that voter registration is about registration. It's not about just registering your people. Now, listen, in a minute, we're going to have a call from Secretary of State Wes Allen. He made some waves yesterday because he came out and said that he has notified the National Democratic Party, the Democratic National Committee, that they are at risk of not having Joe Biden on the ballot in Alabama. Why? Because the law of our state says that by a certain date, you have to have your certified candidates back to the Secretary of State to be able to put them on the ballots in time to get them printed and ready for the elections. Oh, really? Yes. And the Democrats are not even holding their convention until after the state mandatory deadline. It's a law. It's a statute. It's a creature of legislative act. And so what that basically means is the Secretary of State is giving them 5 months' notice that y'all, you did not line your calendars up well, and we're going to have an issue. He's given them 5 months of warning. In the meantime, liberals' heads are exploding. This is what Republicans do. No, actually, this is what Democrats do. The Republicans actually giving you 5 months of warning and telling you how to fix it. He did it while the legislature is still in session. So if they need to pass something, they can. But in the meantime, let's talk to Secretary of State Wes Allen and find out what kind of flack he's been getting. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. This one. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're in number two of the Triple Dipper for the day. Election law matters, and it does. Election law actually matters. And I've got some stuff that we'll share later on after I finish this next guest call about things that are happening in Pennsylvania and why we should care. Because, you know, you saw things like Pennsylvania affecting the 2020 elections nationally. How about that? But in Alabama, like I said earlier, I really feel like we've done a pretty good job of wiring it tight. And you can expect that at the end of the election day, you're going to get the results back. You're going to know what Alabama voters said. And it's going to be clean and crisp. And it's going to be pretty secure. It's going to be, you know, solidly, respectably, and capably put together. All that to say, the chief election officer for the state of Alabama is our Secretary of State, Wes Allen. Wes Allen served as a probate judge down in Pike Road area for a good bit of time, and then he served in the state house, and now he serves as our Alabama Secretary of State. And yesterday, he just came out and pretty much said, hey, Democrats, by the way, in Alabama, we follow the law. I'll let him tell you more about it. Mr. Secretary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Senator. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Hope you're well.
Absolutely. I'm doing good. I actually saw your press release pop up on Twitter while I was on the air yesterday. And within 6 minutes of it coming live, I was texting you saying, do you want to come on? Because I'm pretty sure this is going to be a topic.
Yeah. It's been quite the 24 hours. We've had a few media requests. So, no, it's, you know, listen, we were getting ready and getting prepared for the November election. As you can imagine, it's going to be a big one. It always is with presidential elections. And so our team was preparing, and we noticed that the Democratic National Convention is going to be happening in August 19th to the 22nd. Well, we were looking at our administrative calendar, you know, all of the dates that we have to legally meet, you know, per law. And so we were noticing that their convention falls after the deadline to submit their certificate of their nominees for president and vice president. And so we got to talk, and I said, well, let's send them a letter and tell them that, you know, they've got to have that paperwork, that certification into us by the deadline. You know, what the law says, black and white. And, you know, Senator, you know me well enough that when I took the oath of office in January of 2023, right out here on the state capitol steps, that you know, I took an oath to uphold the laws of this state and our Constitution, and I take that oath very seriously. And so we sent the letter to remind them to, you know, have it into us. And, you know, we have not heard anything back from them officially, or I haven't at least. I guess we're kind of talking through the media, but just wanted them to know that we do have statutory deadlines.
Yeah.
And that we do have to meet them. And it doesn't matter if it's DNC, RNC, no labels, you know, who it is. It's a deadline for all parties, and all parties are expected to meet that deadline.
Well, and I guess it's fair to point out, and you kind of said it, but this is not something you put on your calendar. This was a creation of legislative act. I mean, there's actually a statute passed by the legislature that sets the time frames you have to work in, correct?
Correct. And this is a decades-old code section, 17-14-31, to be specific. And yeah, it's one of those things that's in black and white. You can read it. And in 2020, I will give some backstory to this. In 2020, both conventions were going to be held after the deadline. So the legislature did a fix, a one-time fix, to move the deadline to where they could, both conventions could comply. And so they did that, but it was only a one time. It does not apply to 24. We go back to the old code, the current code, and that's what we're running under now, and that's what we expressed in the letter to the DNC. And if it would have been RNC, DNC, it didn't matter to me. Senator, you know me, I'll send a letter, to shoot off a letter to whoever, but we thought it was important enough to let them know what they were facing.
Well, and you know, I've been on social media duking it out with some trolls who, what amazes me is there are people in the left side of the aisle who absolutely forget that secretaries of state and other places have chosen not to follow state law and simply try to take Trump off the ballot because they just think they can, and they're being overturned by the Supreme Court. But you, on the other hand, gave 5 months warning to the DNC while the legislature is still in session. So if they need to act, they can. And yet you're being called the guy who's trying to take Biden off the ballot.
Imagine that. We had one email today ask us what type of lead paint I was drinking. So you get all kinds, man. You get all kinds. But we're going to follow the law, and we're going to uphold the law in this office. And you know, it's just one of those things. It's black and white, and we can explain it, but just some folks just aren't hearing it. And that's what we're going to do here in this office.
Well, listen, I got to ask because I like you said, the 2020. Both parties needed something fixed, and there was an opportunity for them to put in a provisional certification from the party. And I think the Democrats did that, if I'm not mistaken. But that being said, you said the legislature passed a one-time fix back in 2020. Apparently, the Democrats didn't learn their lesson because they still set their calendar for after the deadline. But that being said, is there been any discussion about the state legislature here in Alabama doing another fix? And for that matter, I would think that somebody like Anthony Daniels or somebody else who's a Democrat could bring the bill if he had to. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think any legislator over there, they probably need to be getting their ducks in a row. And I'm sure and there are conversations going on to broach the subject and get it fixed. So I'm sure they're going to be taking a look at it. You know, we're still marching along over here doing the things that we got to do, and you know, whatever the legislature passed, you know, that's what we'll adhere to.
And by the way, what would the legislature have to pass? Is it a resolution or is it an actual an act?
An amendment to 17-14-31.
Oh wow!
I'm talking about the days.
Okay.
You know, right now it's at 82 days. Prior to the general election. And of course, there's some things in there too that we got to adhere to federally, like the UACAVA voters, the uniform overseas military voters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some federal law in there too that we got to make sure we pay attention to, because you got to have so many days to get them the ballots, get them back, you know, and have them printed and mailed. And, you know, anytime you're mailing ballots overseas and all that sort of thing, it takes a while. So something to consider. But yeah, we're taking a look at that.
And let me ask you, too, did I see correctly that we're not the only state? Ohio, I think, is doing something the same, that their dates don't line up with the DNC's conference committee?
Correct. Yeah, Ohio, my counterpart up there, Frank LaRose, had sent a letter last week. Their deadline is actually a week before, if I read that correctly, if I saw that correctly, but their deadline is a week before ours. And you mentioned it a second ago, Senator, about a provisional certification. I saw that quote from the Democratic Party about these states that have provisional certification, and I don't know how we got lumped in with that, because there may have been some other states that do, but we do not have any kind of provisional certification exception in our law. I mean, I don't know where that's coming from. I'd like to set the record straight. I mean, ours is pretty much black and white. August 15th, 82 days before, got to have it. And but no provisional certification. They're going to have to change. They're going to have to, write the bill, pass the bill, and amend the law. And I don't know if they're going to do a one-time fix. I don't know, what they're thinking, but I'm sure we'll hear something pretty soon.
Well, so I guess the reality is, something's going to happen. I mean, I think you and I sitting here talking believe that, all right, something's going to happen. It's going to get fixed.
Sure.
We're not going to discontent. And it's not like he's going to win Alabama anyway. But still, I look at it and think something's going to happen. But but you're telling me, though, that unless the legislature takes action, that technically Biden could be off the ballot.
Unless the party gets the paperwork, the correct certification in to us by August the 15th, you won't have ballot access. No.
That is something else. You know what, though? And I look at it and think, this is classic, because they've been so focused on, non-important issues, they didn't pay attention to one of the most important things, which is you actually have to be on the ballot to win. And here they are scheduling their and by the way, I wonder what was the thinking of putting your conference so close to the actual election date? Because they're literally less than 3 months from the election before they even have the DNC's national convention.
Well, I can't speak, don't know for sure, but there's a lot of states that have a voting season, remember?
Yeah.
30, that's true. 40 days out. And I guess they may want to get it as close to that as possible. I don't know. I mean, my job is to uphold the law, not run their party. And so that's what we're doing here.
Well, you're doing a fine job of it, Mr. Secretary. We appreciate you making time today. And I suspect that we're going to have some more liberal heads exploding before it's all over. But I bet the ballots are going to be complete when the time comes.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward. And obviously, we're getting ready for the runoff, too. That's what we were talking about, too, in our planning sessions. The runoff in 28 of 67 counties on next week. April 16th.
So, that's right. Go to the polls. Go to the polls. Go to the polls.
That's right. It's important.
All right.
It's important.
Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Take care. He's a good dude. He really is. And does a good job at being Secretary of State. He takes it very seriously. And listen, here's the bottom line, y'all. The Democrats are freaking out right now. You can look at my social media and tell. The Democrats are freaking out right now. Oh, my gosh, they're trying to keep Biden off the ballot. They're trying to help Trump. No, they're just trying to obey the law. What a novel concept. But, from the left that does things that skirts the law all the time, what we're hearing is the kind of panic that comes from realizing they're going to be held to account. They're actually going to be held to a standard. They actually should have planned differently. Like, I don't know, stop thinking about it's all about us and realize you got to conform with the states that have the right to pass the laws at the local level to set the calendar by which you have to abide. It's amazing. And it's actually poor planning. And these are the people that want to run the country. Good Lord. All right. Take us to a break, Big Rig. We'll do it right now. We'll come right back and more of this. And then don't forget, coming up top of the hour, the Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. We've got this topic we're doing right now, election law matters. And I told you earlier about Secretary of State Wes Allen taking a stand for Alabama law and saying, here's the deal. And I think he did a pretty able job of describing it when he came on. And I told you also about voter registration drives and how Democrats are now freaking out because the whole idea of getting people registered to vote might mean bad things for them because the polls are showing that a lot of unregistered voters are leaning towards Trump. And they're like, oh, no, what do we do now? Well, here's the other thing. Alabama just passed a new law. We now have a ballot harvesting law in place. And so piece here on WHNT, Channel 19 out of Huntsville. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen, this story's about 10 days old, paid political activists have been working to interfere with elections in the state. And with a new ballot harvesting bill signed into law and a new voter integrity system in place, he said Alabamians are in for a safe and secure election season. He said the new ballot harvesting law requires individuals to turn in their completed application on their own. What? You mean you can't just go down to the nursing home and walk around and tell everybody how to vote and then pick up a stack of them and walk out? What? The new legislation prohibits pre-filled voter applications that also come through the mail. Yes. He said anyone can still receive assistance that they need through the process. Allen also said that a new voter integrity database protects voter information. Voter integrity database just means that they can tell if you're registered to vote in Georgia. They can tell if you are registered to vote in Florida. They can, because they're able to see it. They can trade that information among states. And if you're here and you're also there, you can't vote in two places, so you get purged from the list. They can also look at the Alabama Department of Public Health's records and see whether or not you've died. I hate to say it, but they can see it. And so they said they've identified 109,000 individuals that have moved out of the state or that needed to otherwise be removed from the list, and they're cleaning up the voter rolls. It does not mean that if you have a name like, I don't know, you're the other John Smith, or in my case, the other Phil Williams. I got my buddy Phil Williams up in Huntsville, and I'm Phil Williams down in Gadsden. It's not going to take me out of the ballots. And if you have two of the same name, and by the way, there used to be three Phil Williamses right here in my county. It was maddening. I used to get their phone calls. Hey, buddy, I'm coming to town. Who are you? Oh, I got the wrong number. I'm sorry. It happened all the time. But nonetheless, you can still vote provisional. It's not going to stop you. So your vote's going to count. Go to the polls. And if they've changed things and your name's not on there, it doesn't mean anything bad happened. It means they're doing their job and they might have taken you off. I tell you what, let me just do this. I'm going to jump on some text messages real quick because I'm going to run out of time otherwise if I don't. Glenn from Madison says, Alabama's not the only state with a deadline. Alabama, 82 days. Arizona, 90. Georgia, 150. There you go, Glenn. Perfect. You're spot on, man. It says the Georgia requirement may only be for the presidentials, but what we're saying there is there's a bunch of states, that are wondering why the DNC set their convention so late. Chef Ben from Adiana, Chef Ben says, looks like if the Dems weren't so busy being shady in the states they're embedded in, they wouldn't have overlooked the deadline to be on the ballot in Alabama. Just saying. You're on it, Chef Ben. Brand spanking new texter, Bobby from Huntsville. Welcome to it, Bobby. We're glad to have you. He said, I've had financial hardship ever since the commander-in-thief has been filling his pockets with my government-backed mortgage. I've been paying off for 20 years. Needs to be forgiven so I can retire before he steals all my money. I get you, man. He's got a picture of his Trump 2024 hat on the dash of his truck. Devin from Brownsboro texted in and said, he was just giving us a heads up on some things, wasn't he? I see it. Gotcha. You were communicating back and forth with him, I see. Jerry from Decatur, Obama must have seen in his magic ball that old Joe would flunk as president, so the government took over the student loans and turned it into a giveaway to win votes. Yeah. Lewis from Birmingham, I'm glad to know my grandmother, who passed away into glory 1 year ago, won't be voting for Biden this year. Well, yes, they've removed her from the rolls. Bless her heart. And sorry for your loss, man. What else have I got for the break? Penny from Boaz, want to know why student loan debt is such an issue? Because young people cannot make life decisions. Their brains are not fully developed. It's the same reason the kids shouldn't be allowed life-altering sessions with medical procedures. But you know what, though? I still think they went into these contracts for their student loans with their eyes wide open. And Chip from Muscle Shoals says, Phil, loan was a four-letter word in my house. The first 2 years I worked part-time. My last 2 years I worked a 311 shift at Robbins Tire and Rubber, molding passenger car tire tubes and anything else I could do to get an extra shift when available. I didn't owe a dime when I graduated. There you go, man. There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, my wife had a small student loan. We got it paid off in our newlywed years at a time when we were broke. And then we also, by the way, had me go to law school using my GI Bill after having an Army scholarship for my undergrad. Just saying, earned it. Too bad I didn't take out a big loan and have it wiped out. All right, coming right back, the Grand Council, Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.